This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's the platinum artist you've never heard of. That's what Vibe magazine coined, DJ Magic Mike. He has got platinum records, he's got gold records, and he started a genre. He is DJ Magic Mike. We're gonna drop the bass on this week's episode of Dim Vinyl Boys. We got the whole crew in the building. DJ Tomcat is behind the turntables.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. I love it. I love this music, man.
Yeah.
We're from Florida. This bass music is just like that bass.
Drop that bass.
Yeah.
Memphis,
bass,
what
baby.
Was the biggest subwoofer you ever had in your life? Memphis.
My old school 1978 Delta 88. I had some 12 kickers in the back. 4 6x9s across the thing. That thing jumped, son.
I'm sure it dropped.
Hell nice. Yeah.
Sounded good.
And I remember this album as being the one that had rap on it. Like, it wasn't just bass music.
Right.
There were songs, and there was rapping on it, and we loved these songs because before that there was a lot of bass music, but it wasn't complete songs. There was no like rapping. It was just bass music and samples.
And yeah. Rainbow, what about you? Were you dropping that bass back in the day?
100%. This album dropped really, or actually started being played a lot locally when I moved here in the summer of 1988. So a lot of the world never knew who DJ Magic Mike was. I actually got to know him, you know, personally in my life. Luckily, he's an awesome, awesome dude.
Yeah,
amazing DJ, great performer. He's still doing clubs, venues, selling out all over the country to this day. Love the dude, and I am so excited to do this album.
The best platinum artist you've never heard of, DJ Magic Mike. We're going to go back to 1988. There's conflicting reports. I know the CD came out in 1990, but I do believe this vinyl record came out in 1988. We have a promo copy.
Oh, shit. There we go.
It's a promo copy of Bass is the Name of the Game, baby. Why don't we drop the needle on the record? We are the Vinyl Boys, brought to you by Factor Meals. Meals delivered right to your doorstep. They're ready in 2 minutes or less. We love Factor.
The purpose of this record is to demonstrate a neglected factor in phono pickup design, namely, the ability of the pickup to stay in contact with the groove modulation over a wide range of frequencies and intensities. In other words, to track the groove.
I haven't heard this joint in forever.
Sick, dude.
Yeah.
We had a dance routine. We did this in Naples at Sparklers, 91.5 The Spark.
I remember that.
Yeah, and we had a little dance routine. It was dope.
That's cool.
You still know the routine?
I remember the beginning, that to that Boomba's in the House part. We did a little move, and we came back this way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys could actually see what we just saw him, TK, doing, going through the motions with that.
Did you guys get a trophy or a ribbon or anything?
Yeah. No, it was like a teen club where everybody just danced and shit. And then they just had the music going, and then they played our mix that I would make the mix on the little two-track tape things. Because back then, these CDs came out after that. But first, we had the tape of this.
Yep.
And I would take it and then record to my own blank tape and make my own little mix out of it. And we would do dance routines, and then they let us do them at the club.
I'm pretty sure Gerald used to be the DJ, one of the DJs there.
Again, I was like, not very old.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I have to say something real quick. TK literally just dropped a gem on y'all, and I don't think most of y'all caught it. What TK said he was doing for those dances, that is called the original mixtape.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, some people would do it on the radio station. You'd wait for your songs to come on the radio, pause, record, waiting. Yeah. And as soon as they played that song, that was the only way to get it back then.
Yeah.
No internet, no way to get a song unless they play it on the radio and then you record it.
Another reason why our generation is the shit. Think of that. Boom. Done.
This generation will say, yeah, you guys are cavemen. All we do is tell our phone, play DJ Magic Mike, and seconds later it plays whatever
sweet.
You want.
That's
they can
pretty
do that,
sweet.
Sure.
But,
be like us
but they'll have
the
to deal with the next generation, who I'm sure will be equally as annoying, and they'll have all these robots, and they'll be like, I have my robot to completely wipe my butt for me.
They'll get the song before it's even finished in the studio.
Yeah, I'll just think it and my robot does it for me.
Yep.
AI.
DJ Magic Mike, we've all done DJ gigs all over the place, different types of events. Have any of you DJed at a skating rink?
Yes.
Yes.
Because DJ Magic Mike did DJ at a skating rink, and when I hear this music, it actually takes me back. It like is kind of roller skating music. I can see shuffle
great.
Skating to this
Hell
stuff
yes.
right here.
100%. Skate King back in
Break
St.
dancing,
we,
skating.
Oh, my God. Saints. Golly.
Do kids even skate anymore on the roller skates?
Do kids do anything anymore?
There's definitely not any roller rinks. Not that I can speak
There is
of.
One here in town I know of.
Oh, what? For real?
There's a roller rink a couple of blocks from here.
Oh, what? Really?
Which one?
Not a couple of blocks, but I mean a couple of miles from here.
It
yes,
used to
it's
be called
Generations.
Yeah, it used to be called Generations.
Word up to Generations.
They changed the name of it, though.
But it's there,
in the last
and
5 years.
I know they got adult skate is like Wednesday night or something,
no
and
shit.
It's dope.
Do people
it's
get
dope.
Start fights and
They
shit?
Got the DJ in the middle of the skate. Rink, so he's right in the middle, and then people skate around the DJ.
Who's a resident?
I don't know, but we should go and
we should
kick
totally
him out of there and become the residents. Play this,
man. We would kill it in this
DJ
skate
Magic
ring.
Mike record. Get out of here, man.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. I want to go skate.
Now,
skate
do you call years. People out when they bust their ass?
Yeah,
shut the music off and be like, yo.
Well, you don't turn the music off. Aww. You kind of just point and be like, ha ha, get your ass up. I saw you. Especially with some chick trying to be cute or some dude thinking he too cool. And they just plow and they're like, ha ha, we saw you. Everybody laughing, skating by you.
And I would say even after like midnight, skates off. It's time to throw down in that piece.
When I think about scratching now, I think about this record. I've always wanted to scratch like the scratching I heard on this record. And when I think about scratching now, I'm remembering the scratchings that I heard on this record.
Unbelievable. He does it live.
I've seen him a million times.
Yeah.
Yep. He did this thing where he pulls his pants. He comes around to the front of the turntables and then pulls his pants down one side at a time as he's juggling back and forth. So he goes this way, down, this way, down, this way, down. And then pulls him back up, this way, up, this way, up, this way, up. And then goes back
he's
around
sick,
the other
bro.
Side. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He pulls his dick out and everything?
No. Just his butt. You just see his butt. He comes around to the other
and
side.
Trust
of the
Tomcat because he
sure
was looking.
I'm not sure I would like that.
Yeah.
Leave your pants out. You would love it,
I'm pretty sure.
Sounded like Magic Mike the movie, you know, taking
yeah,
your
right?
You know what?
Taking
they
your
know what?
They might have stole it from him.
You know what? You're right.
So funny story about stealing from Mike Magic Mike, well, not necessarily, I guess in the case you can. I was telling you guys earlier that my wife is a huge fan of this dude.
Yeah.
And when he would come, when this obviously before I even moved to the state, but she grew up here. And he would come and play shows down here. And I think, Rainbow, you said you used to do throw down with him as well.
Yeah.
And I was living in Orlando, and I got to know him a little bit and go to some of the spots he would play. And this one particular Halloween that she got me to actually dress up, we went to go see him at this venue. And I'm like, yo, let me go introduce you to him. So I took her back to go see him. And she's like all geeked out and shit. And it's really funny. She'll hear this and laugh because she knows it's true. But the cool thing was she told him, she's like, yo, dude, I've been seeing you since I was a teenager. And I listen to your Pandora station all the time. And he's like, wait, I got a Pandora station? She's like, hell yeah. You got a Pandora station. He's like, yeah, somebody might owe you some money, Jack.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He didn't even know.
Huh.
He knows now, though.
That's interesting.
He knows now,
yeah.
So if you hear back, he's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I got. Hope you got your money, man.
He got a Twitch channel.
Oh,
he's on all the time. Like, almost every night of the week.
Oh wow. So
he kills it. Him and his wife, they're doing huge, huge Twitch numbers.
Nice. Well, I mean, he a legend, man. And
he
like
is.
I said, when we got to hear Magic Mike being back in St. Louis, because we got it obviously after you guys did. But when we got it, every cat around the way that had a lowrider had something in his trunk was jamming this shit. I mean, you knew.
Oh, yeah.
And you could base off of, like, somebody coming. You knew whose car
it
was.
Do it, DJ. Magic Mike, let's go. Doom, doom.
Oh, yeah. DJ Tomcat's gotten him a flashback right now.
Oh, this shit is...
A lot of these are samples from the Beastie Boys records and stuff that they lifted.
Yep. Oh, reading that. It's cool. Mike D.
Boy, he's killing it with his scratch.
Oh, yeah, dude.
His scribble scratch is incredible.
And see, there's rapping on it now.
Yeah. I forget the kid that...
Hold on, I was looking out here.
Who is it?
Hold on, I got it. It's just DJ MC Madness and T. Isom.
Okay.
Isam?
Tism? I don't know. I never really felt like it was always about Matt, you know, Magic Mike and what he did. But yeah, no, the rhymes were cool too.
This episode of Dem Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Factor Meals. I'm looking for convenience. I'm looking for time saving and money saving, and I get all that with Factor Meals. Plus, I'm eating better. It's easy, it's delicious, it's ready to eat, and it's fresh. Never frozen, 35 different options. Calorie smart, protein plus, and if you're on the keto diet, they've got options for you too. 2-minute meals, you fuel up fast, you don't have to go to the grocery store. Plus, they've got pancakes and smoothies now at Factor Meals. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Personally, my children love them, so we like to pack the fridge full of Factor Meals. Then it makes cleanup very easy at the end of the night. No dishes. If you want to get our deal with Dem Vinyl Boys, head to factormeals.com/DVB50. Use our code DVB50. Get your 50% off. That's DVB50 at factormeals.com/DVB50 and get 50% off.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I have a clip here from DJ Magic Mike. This is from an interview where he's talking about how it all started. He, just like all of us working in radio, was a DJ on the radio, and then next thing you know, this happened.
I'm going to take it back to 1987. Wow. Pretty much the beginning of my music career. And we were trying to do things back in Orlando, and it wasn't working for us in Orlando. Guy by the name of Clady, back in 87, he did a show here in Orlando, and he didn't have a DJ, you know, for the show, and I was working for the radio station at that time, and the radio station, it was a radio station show, so he came to me, he says, would you, you know, spin my music for me, you know, for the show, and so I said, sure, I got you, you know, so I said, you know, give me the order, you know, your songs or whatever, and keep in mind, everything was on vinyl at that point, so he had the records, and he gave me the order, whatever, and so in the process of him performing his songs, I was just jazzing him up and just trying to make him sound better. And then at the end of the show, he came up to me. He says, man, what you did for me was amazing. He's like, you want to join in with me? You want to, you know, come to Miami and work with me? He says, I'm working on a project right now in Miami. He says, it would be good if we could team up and do it together. So I said, sure, why not? You know, and so the rest was history at that. And that project was the Cool Rock the Chaz project, the Booga Booty, and everything stemmed from Creep Dog and Booga Booty. And, you know, those songs were just huge for me.
That's crazy. Nope.
I didn't know he was a part of that Boot to Booty with Clay D. Well, I used to play it all the time in the club.
Well, this
what?
Is obviously,
you had to in Florida.
This is actually new to me, so I'm just like, wow, I'm just like, shit, man. I'm just in love with the fact that he's a radio guy, just like yeah. Ginger said, like all of us are radio dudes and whatnot. And radio, man, listen, make radio back fucking live and local again.
It's all about linking up, man, you know?
Yeah, and building them relationships.
Finding them connections.
It's really amazing what he was able to accomplish with an independent record label. You know, Cheetah Records was the album or was the label that put out this album.
Right.
And they were an independent label. And to have a platinum record with an independent label back in the early 90s, late 80s, is it's truly remarkable. It's really kind of like what Master P did. You know, Master P made the move.
Yeah.
But it really, DJ Magic Mike did it before him.
Truth.
Finding an independent label, putting out good music, and starting underground. Still to this day, DJ Magic Mike is really underground.
Yeah.
Most people, probably the name is familiar to them, but I bet the average person cannot name one DJ Magic Mike song other than say, oh, you mean the bass song? They might be able to say that.
It's crazy to me, too, because this music is fucking so... It's like perfect, you know what I mean?
Good,
like what it is, it is perfectly. It sounds great. I mean, like everything about it is like, bam. It is its own fucking thing, you know.
100%.
And it's
dope. 100%.
Nailed it.
I love.
And more people should know about it.
Yeah.
Like.
You know what else? I think how he was able to sell all the records and continue to do what he does because you figure where the bass is really popular, mostly in the South, right? And you have pockets like in the Midwest and maybe a little bit out West. They really wouldn't really mess with it in the East Coast, except for maybe Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, in North Carolina. But it's easy for him to do it because it's underground. And he can, like Master P did, he sell all this shit like this underground ghetto gold, ghetto platinum. And people never know. Tech N9ne does it all the time.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Smart.
I love that.
Yeah, 100%. They're talent, though.
The vinyl to this record is sparse out there on the internet. Very hard to find.
I bet.
A copy of this album.
Sure.
Especially in vinyl. Now, CDs, there's a bunch of CDs out there. But to get it on vinyl, like we do here on Dim Vinyl Boys, it's really hard to find this one.
That was for you, Ramo. Man, these beats are so sick, dog. All
right?
Every single
Egyptian
one.
Egyptian lover. You
it
hear
just
the
goes
Egyptian
from one fucking sick beat to the next. Sorry for cussing, but I love this.
This is still Lower the Dynamite, lover. Right?
Sounds like Lower the Dynamite.
Yeah, this is still Lower the Dynamite.
Listen to that.
The scratch samples and the 808 hits.
Oh, the Dynamite.
Bring it back. He is killing on the scuff.
Like every time when I'm scratching, this is what I'm thinking of. As a little kid, we would listen to this shit over and over and over.
Yeah, no, he's sick.
I be walking around just like practice, I'm scratching like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that, like I said, since we was kids. It's like, this is crazy.
That scribble scratch.
Just
every beat is sick.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because no one else has really done that. Make an album that's basically just going from one break beat, like a break, to the next. You're scratching over all of them, and you put a couple rappers in it here and there. Right. And it mixed it all together.
Thing, I think,
and it got a gold.
Two Live Crew, probably the closest thing to this.
Two Live Crew.
But in that, there's more songs, hook, more record, right?
Yeah.
This is more laying on top of these beats.
Yeah.
If these beats are not good, it doesn't work, right? But all these beats are so sick when they drop it, just from one to the next, you're like, oh, yeah. And him scratching, like...
Yeah.
Not a lot of. I don't
really
know.
Sells
I
it.
Can't think of another record that hit that's like that.
I don't. Me neither.
I'm sure there is one I'm not thinking of, but it's very unique.
We had a couple people out of Miami that put out some similar type. DJ Laz was a big one. He was also a radio guy.
Yeah, he's still on the radio.
Yeah. Who else? Remember Too Cool Chris?
DJ Icy.
No.
Yeah. Well, he's more breakbeats. That's a little more electronic.
Oh, boy,
this is more like bass. But yeah, no, Icy's the man.
All right, I'm flipping
That's my boy. And I've done tons of shows with him. I actually, you know, I knew I was going to get into it at some point, but did a residency at Area 51 with DJ Magic Mike. And I would say, looking back, probably my most fondest memory coming up as a DJ. It was great, like, watching him opening for him. You know, all thanks to my man DJ Gumby. He threw a lot of the electro parties, who I also met Icy with. So I was fortunate enough through my friend to be able to, like, see a lot of things go on while both of these guys were really flourishing in their careers. And it was nice to be, you know, at least from the outside, you know, looking in, somewhat of a part of it. It was awesome.
Well, I bet.
And I owe a lot to both of them, you know, especially, you know, Magic Mike. Like,
I bet that, like,
he got my name out there just by letting me DJ with him, you know?
And that's what I was about to say. I bet you throwing it down with him, it made you fucking better, too.
Oh, 100%.
You have to come with it.
Hell yeah.
You have to come with it.
I can't be no, definitely.
Hell yeah, I love that.
Definitely. Yeah. Every time, you know? And it gives you, you know, when you do something like that, when you have to open for somebody of that magnitude, it makes everything you do in your mind the next biggest thing you have to do. Like, there's no rest.
Truth. You got to stay on point all the 100%. Time. 100%. All the time. I love that. Listen to this.
Them Transformers.
Got another clip here from Magic Mike talking about his obsession with bass music and where that came from.
When I did Drop the Bass back in 88, someone took it and they took the song and slowed it all the way down to make the bass last longer. And so when I heard it, you know, it's like any average person, you hear your song and they've done that to your song, you get pissed. You know, like, why do they do this? You know, take my song and slow it all the way down. So I was in the process of working on my first album, which was the Royal Posse album, and I had one song left to go. And so I said, okay, I got a trick for this. So then I grabbed my engineer that I had at the time, and I told him, I said, I want to do a slow down song with a lot of bass in it, where if they try to slow it down anymore, either tear their speakers up or they won't hear it. So, and that was what we did. So we sat in the studio for probably 3 days just trying to concoct a boom. We recorded, take it to the car, and just kept until we got one that was exactly right. And so then I took that and then I sampled it and then I did Feel the Bass. And that was the first one.
Oh, that's dope. Feel the Bass.
Yeah.
I remember that. Feel the bass.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think I might have messed up my mama's speakers in the house because my mom had this crazy-ass stereo that she had rented from Rent-A-Center. And our first time I remember seeing, like, tower speakers, she had, like, 215s on each side with the crazy horns and the whole shebang bang. And man, when I say I used to have that shit cranking when she went at home, I would literally shake the house. And my cousins that would be babysitting us, they didn't mind because the shit I was playing was they music. I would have jacked them for their shit and this heavy rocking, especially when I know they have friends over. And I would just, I guess that was my way of DJing, starting DJing at a really early age. And I just realized that shit.
Music selection is definitely the first step to becoming a, as they call it in Jamaica, a selector.
Yeah. So shit, I've been doing it since I was like 8-9 years old. That's fucking crazy.
Probably even earlier than that.
Probably.
When you're making your own mixtapes and realizing what songs you like or don't like.
I tell you, man, that just goes to show you, if you find something in life you're really good at and you do that shit, if you're really, really good at it and it's legal and you can make good money and take care of yourself and your family, nobody get hurt, do that shit. Like, I always knew since I was a child that I was going to be a DJ and I was going to be a radio personality. I always knew that's what I wanted to do with my life.
I was checking out a little bit of the Wikipedia on DJ Magic Mike. It says he is the first platinum-selling recording artist from Orlando, Florida. I don't know if we had said that already, but that's pretty... That's an accolade right there.
That's amazing.
The first platinum-selling recording artist from Orlando, Florida.
Isn't he the only one?
Well, I mean, technically speaking, I mean, if you factor in, like, NSYNC and...
Are they from Orlando?
Well, they're not from there, but that's where they kind of got... They start with that crazy-ass dude that did all that
that's
wild
right,
shit.
That's right.
They were all based up there in Orlando. I think Britney was up there, too. Yeah, I know NSYNC was there. O-Town.
But, like, he's from Orlando.
Yeah, him, like, the actual from there, yeah. Within.
I have a clip here from Magic Mike talking about Orlando being a melting pot for music.
In Orlando was a melting pot, and actually it still is, but Orlando was a melting pot, you know, so you had people from every place in Orlando. So you didn't just have Miami bass, you didn't have hip-hop, you didn't have, you know, West Coast, you had everything all molded, you know, into the same thing. So I could listen to Joe Cooley, or I could listen to Cash Money, or I could listen to Jazzy, you know, and like Scratch, my cousin from EPMD, you know, me and him practiced together, you know, so we had our own little thing, so I could do whatever I wanted to do, and nobody looked bad upon me, you know. But, you know, if you were in New York, you couldn't play Miami, you know, if you were in Miami, you didn't want to play New York, you know. West Coast was kind of neutral, but not really, because they had their own thing, you know, so it was all right being in Orlando, because I could do what I wanted to do.
That's dope. And you know what I say about Orlando? Orlando kept me in Florida, because I was on my way to move back out west to get back on the radio. And oh my fucking God, this is the goddamn song I've been trying to chase for years. Seriously, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry. Y'all have never seen me get like this. You guys have no idea. I've been chasing this song since I was 12. Years
bass,
old.
Bass.
I've been chasing this song since I was 12 years old, and I hadn't heard it until now. You guys have no idea how this
makes one's called
me feel.
Feel the bass again.
I could cry right now. Oh my God. God damn.
That's some of the. We're going to turn it up for you people that have those big subwoofers.
Yeah, turn it up.
This shit is.
You got your earbuds in. You might want to turn it down. You might blow your ears out. We're gonna turn it at full frequency, full throttle.
That's what this shit's all about.
I just shed a tear behind this, dog. I swear to God, I've been chasing this song since I was a 12-year-old boy.
Bing, bass, God bass, damn. Bass, bass.
Yes,
that sample.
That's that DLC sample. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let the bass go. This that sample. That's where that's from.
Just simple but so funky and good,
man.
A lot of these songs instrumentals, you know, with just little samples on them.
Kind of reminds me of Sublime a little bit.
Yeah.
And this.
Yeah.
So good.
I gotta find this final. I gotta find it. I gotta have this.
Bing, 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 bass, bass.
The next song is the one that we really loved off of this album. It's called Drop the Bass Part 2.
That's his biggest song, I think. The next one.
Probably what made it go gold. This one, I think, went gold, this record.
Yep.
Because it has it's like a song.
You think?
This one? This next song?
My favorite is Magic Mike Cuts the Record.
That one's sick. Wait.
Well, this is
not on here, though.
My favorite.
No, not
one.
On this album.
Wait, it might be. Hold on.
You know what's funny?
I thought it was on.
It is not on here.
Yeah, no, it's on another album.
Me growing up in St. Louis, where we would like the bass scene wasn't as prominent like it was here. This album, I learned about DJ Magic Mike from watching the box. It was called the Music Jukebox, but it later changed the name to the box.
Mm-hmm.
And they would play his videos on the box. You call in, you pay like $1 or something. It was like a 3-digit code.
I remember
and
that.
And you would see it come across the screen like, oh, they finna play Magic Mike video. And I remember hearing, I forget the song, but I'm like, I'm gonna go buy that tape. And I bought the tape. This is the one I bought. This. And this song in particular, I played the shit out of this damn thing.
This guy paved the way for guys like DJ Qbert, DJ Craze, DJ Scratch Bastard. All these guys that make DJEs who we're close with, those battle champs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Magic Mike was paving the way.
That's definite Beastie Boys.
Drop.
Boom, 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 boom. It's not as popular as it is was back then. As it, you know, today it's not very popular, but having the system and the they would have competitions where you would pull up and see how many decibels you could hit.
The ones
the
that
bass
I
and the levels.
The Alpine stereo.
They still have mad car competitions with bass. You can't have a car show without bass.
But not as popular as it was in the late 80s.
Probably not. But I will. But one thing they do now is they put all the tassels in the car. Have you seen this?
No.
They have these like tassels all in the car. So when the bass hits, you see them move. So it's. I don't remember that from back in the day, but now they do that. They have like mad tassels in the car, and then they sit there and they put the bass on and they sit there and you see the tassels just going fucking bananas.
That sounds very Mexican.
Looks very Mexican. It's always a Spanish guy.
I was watching on YouTube. This guy had this truck and he had this chicken there, and he was like, he said, "I'm about to give you an orgasm," and she's like, "Whatever." So he's playing this song and then the bass dropped and it about 10 seconds in. You saw her eyes rolling in the back of her head. She was like she had about 8-9 orgasms.
It's probably a certain frequency.
That's the brown note. This stuff will make you poop your pants. Turn this bass up loud enough, you'll shit yourself.
I was in one of those little CRX cars, I think is what it is. A small little car that had the hatchback in high school. And this kid had 10 tens in the back.
Damn.
And he had it all professionally done. And he would go to these competitions. And I remember sitting in his car. And then putting on a bass CD
called him Timmy Ten Tens.
Literally, yeah, ten tens. Would take your breath away. All of a sudden, you would have trouble breathing inside that car. It would be hitting damn hard.
Here comes the jam.
That's not good for your
heart. Here goes.
No, it's not. But it feel good though.
Feel the bass.
It goes
bass, bass.
Buck, 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 buck.
You rap. To me, I think this is his biggest song.
Yeah, definitely. I'll give you that.
Uno, dos.
It's the Spanish that does it for me.
Drop. Drop.
That drop sample is iconic.
Yeah.
And then
drop the bass, one of a part two tip. Come take the trip to the way I rock my lip. Man, this is on the mic and I'm rolling. The bass magic is controlling.
No, I'm gonna let him go.
Yeah, this song's the shit.
I think it's
time you drop that bass.
Oh, this is definitely the skating rink. This would be the highlight of the night at the skating rink.
Yeah.
You'd be trying to find that little shorty you could hold her hand when it's time for that couple skate to come on. You know what I'm saying?
You know, if you could skate backwards, then you really the shit.
Yeah, I couldn't, unfortunately. Those guys, they got all the girls. The guys that could skate backwards.
Yeah, right. So I'm looking for this album online right now to buy for myself.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I'm looking at one day want $200 for this album on vinyl.
Yep, there's not very many of them out there.
This album is great. There's not a lot like this, dude.
I'm about to get creative.
You my brother, stop, because it just ain't licking. Go ahead with your life and stop wishing to be what you're not. You weren't meant to rock, you were meant to jock. So get on your job and move to the quad. And
move to the quad, baby.
Yes. Drop that bass.
Here's a clip from Magic Mike talking about the relationship between bass music and your car.
Everyone knows that when you listen to something in your car, you really hear it because you're in a confined space, you're in a closed space. So depending on, even if it's high end, if the highs are too loud, you know it immediately. If it's too much mid-range, you know it immediately. Well, if it's too much boom, you know it immediately also. We like the boom, so you test it in your car, especially now, because I put everything on a CD, and the first thing I do is take it in my truck and listen to it. And I don't care what I'm mixing it on, I always still go by, you know, I still go by my ears and what it sounds like in my car. Because if it sounds good in the car to me, you know, like most people say that with NS10s, if it sounds good on NS10s, it'll sound good any place. But I'm like that with my car. If it sounds good in my car, it's perfect.
See, it's so smart. Because what are most people listening on? They're listening in the car. They're not listening on the speakers, the studio monitors. You got to get in the car if you want to make a record.
I would say nowadays you also got to throw in some earbuds. With the earbuds on.
That's right.
And listen to it in the car.
Yeah.
Car mix is a good one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you figure when you get a song, if it's like you like holy shit, and you turn it up, you know you want to hear, makes you hear it the best you can. So that's smart.
you drop that bass.
So I found a copy on your face album for $92.
That's the best price?
Yeah, that's the best I got so far.
That's...
I'm going to see if I can I'm gonna keep going and dig. I got a couple
other valuable
spots.
It's a valuable item.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, let me be quiet.
Let's go. So sometimes the simplest shit that drops the hardest.
Yep.
He had the hardest 808s, and then everybody started putting 808s in their music. I mean, is he the creator of the 808 bass drop?
I don't know. You have to talk to Uncle Luke and them guys, Clay D and all them. Like, they were...
He was around. Even I think before Magic Mike was 88.
He was.
Yeah.
87.
He was. He may have been one of the originals. I mean, like...
He did go down there and do some work during the run of time. He either he got influenced by it or he helped create it.
100%. But here's the thing, is he never tried to sell himself as a Miami guy. He was always DJ Magic Mike from Orlando. Yeah. Always. And I love that.
Yeah, but I love Orlando, man. Everything about that city, everything.
I love it better.
That's your point.
If I had a preference to go somewhere, it would be Orlando in the state of Florida.
Oh, I would move back
anywhere else.
I move back to Orlando right now. I mean, that
Orlando's dope.
Like I said, that city kept me here in the state of Florida, and everything it offered everything that I needed ever that I would have thought that I would need. I had it in that city. And I ain't talking about Disney, because Disney and Orlando are completely different, if you didn't know that. They're in the same city, but Disney's like, okay, y'all go the fuck over there.
That's a different life.
And this is Orlando, and Orlando's, it's an amazing, amazing city.
100%.
It's so amazing.
Plus, they have two Giordano's. Two.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not just one, two.
We are now going to the second record.
That is some
third
of the
side.
Best. Freaking pizza.
These records
earth.
Are tight. So yeah. It might you take know, me a second, so I'm not trying
Orlando
to break the record.
Orlando reminds
here.
Me so much of Austin, Texas.
I've never been, but I'd love to go. I've heard many
so
of great
for
the
me.
The barbecue's better in Austin.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the barbecue's outside of Missouri and Tennessee. Texas got the best barbecue. But yeah.
I'd love
Austin
to go.
Austin is, I'm telling you, we should do a field trip to Austin. I promise you, boys, you guys would love it if you haven't been there.
You need some hair around that?
I've been to Austin.
Yeah, Austin's the shit, dude.
I went to that South by
Southwest.
Southwest,
yeah. I used to do, when I was on radio out there in Dallas, in Lubbock, I would have my pass.
Lubbock?
Hell yeah, Lubbock, Texas, Market 182, Z102. And then I got moved to Dallas. And we would do the South by Southwest shit, man. That shit is amazing. We should.
I bet Dallas is dope.
So what's up, my brothers? If it's JNT, it is, but it ain't Austin.
T.I. Son, that's how you say his name.
By far.
Yeah?
By far.
One of my best friends, when he left Garyniana, they went to Austin.
Yeah,
Texas.
Austin.
Yeah.
I had the option, but I chose Dallas because it was a bigger market. But had I went to Austin, I would have never left. I would never left.
Any of you guys know Magic Mike's real name?
Okay, I had it right up here. His name is
Mike Hampton.
Yeah. Mike Hampton.
Michael Hampton. Yeah, Michael Hampton.
I was going to say
Yeah, but I knew it. I didn't have to look at the computer.
I didn't look at the computer. He's just right in front of me. Like, what was he born? What day was he born?
Oh, that I don't
know. That it might be a little
but
bit
I do
much.
Say happy birthday to him on his birthday.
May not
we
happy
are friends
birthday,
on Facebook.
He'll be like 57, right?
Yeah, he's a little bit older than me. Yeah,
he's 57.
Better luck next time. It's my guy, man.
Better luck next time, Raymond.
Like, I don't know him that well, but like the times that I've had the opportunity to speak with him and like converse with him and meet, you know, talk to him, like he's always acted like we were best friends. Like, awesome dude.
He's a solid cat.
Oh, he's amazing.
They don't get him too solid like that no more nowadays.
Nah.
An overnight delivery. I don't know what the problem is. Cause you
bled. Is this just get on down and rock? Not a man. Yes,
I can catch you. Look real quick here.
Is this Magic and Islam?
Oh, no, this is that Boogie Down Bronx
no, this
sample.
Is just get down and rock.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
You hear that? That's Boogie Down Bronx. Boogie Down Bronx, Boogie Down Bronx.
Magic and Isam's groove. No, yeah, Magic and Isam's groove, this one is.
Oh, okay.
Track 6.
Yep.
to get a hand on everything I give, everything I gave from the book. I overlook the
That's
a con follower. And if I call you the little
yeah. got, the next one is just get down.
And let's not sleep on this dude. This dude got some bars
down. Get down and rock.
Yeah.
Faces, places, never leaving traces. Bases full until I step up. Then all hell erupt. Like the rhythm I give them and hit them harder than that. In fact, I fill them up with tracks black. They don't lack.
This song has T. Brown in it and T. Izzom. Izzom. I don't know how to say his last name.
I think this is hip hop.
Izzom. 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 There, I think I got it that time.
Izzom.
Izzom. Izzom. It's funny because my buddy's name when we used to listen to this was Jason Izzom. That's his last name. I-S-O-M. Izzom. Shout out to Jason Izzom. He used to love this record too. Well, it was a tape. It wasn't a record. We didn't have a record player.
Boogie down Bronx, Boogie down Bronx.
Look at that switch.
Yeah.
Was that James Brown?
James, yeah, it is.
His cousin, also a DJ, DJ Scratch, who ended up producing some songs for EPMD.
Oh, that's crazy, right?
DJ Scratch. Yeah, that's dope.
And his cousin also toured with EPMD as a DJ.
Well, ain't that some shit? Oh, yeah, my cousin, DJ Scratch.
Yeah, see, sometimes it runs in the family there.
Right.
Well, it probably helped him with his creativity and stuff. You know, he has exposure to a lot of things that a lot of people probably
I'm just like, where did he get all these beats? He put them together so well.
Right.
Spending a lot of time in the record stores.
And then he put bass with it so good. All the bass is right with all the beats. It's just that it all fits together so perfectly.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's dope.
100%.
I've always loved it. And it's still a mystery to me as I'm older, like how the hell they did this. It's so dope.
They were on to something big.
Oh, whatever, man. We out of here, Ramo.
I love that. Remember back in the day when rap, like hip hop songs, and they'd be like always talking shit at the end of all you suckers out there, biting our style.
Yeah.
You can eat a damn sneaker or what's up with crazy shit like what they just did.
Well,
I miss that good hip hop, man.
You know, understand that bass music is not dead. It's really implemented, especially the specifics on how he put his bass into his songs, like how he matriculated the process and went through the different layers of layering different sounds of bass to make it hit so hard. Like, they still do that in electronic dance music. It's a big principle in how they make their low end.
Oh, it's just dope.
This is a just get down and what?
And rock. Just get down and rock.
Okay.
What song is that?
This is back when all we cared about was the sound of music, what it sounded like. And it's just, this was sounds you didn't hear on anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the siren. You'd hear that at the club in the early 90s, late 80s. The siren sound effect.
Yep. You got La Planet Rock in there. You hear that La Planet Rock?
Magic Mike credits Planet Rock, that song, for really bringing the sound to the mainstream.
And what's this song?
It sounds kind of freestyle almost.
It is.
It's like a freestyle joint.
What's the name of it? These are all the songs I used to break dance to.
Get on down.
Like mixed together.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today. at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's Magic Mike talking about the Florida and Planet Rock sound.
I think because back then Planet Rock was universal. You know, was just universal worldwide just because of the sound. And then because we were already doing fast beats at that time anyway, people just kind of looked at it, you know, and just kind of molded themselves and just and took it for what it was worth. And then when everybody else started changing, you know, and developing their own styles, Florida just kind of stuck with the Planet Rock sound and is still there to this day in one form or another.
So would you say, or would you guys say, think about this, so kind of something what Raymond was saying a minute ago about like how you hear like a lot of Magic Mike's influences in like electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, dare say, in certain producers like on the hip hop scene, like Mike Will or DJ Mustard, like if you hear like their beats and their bass kick, the way they drop their pattern, they shit, would you say that kind of as a branch off the Magic Mike bass tree? If that makes any type of sense.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. And I would have to say, yeah. I mean, just music in general, how the bass is perceived sonically and how it needs to be produced to get that like real hit and effect definitely comes from this, because we've never heard that style of heavy bass before this kind of music came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's layered bass right there.
Yeah, it is.
You're hearing more than just one octave of that bass right there. And there's a way to do that.
This is incredible.
It's so good.
This is incredible.
As good as it was when I was a kid, too.
It's... And you know,
still ain't nothing like it.
I'm a little jealous a little bit, because like I said, you guys got to get all this stuff first and frequent, where we got it a little later. And just listening to it now, like back then as the kid, like TK said, like this, the kid is present right now.
Right. The kid that just cared about the sounds that you were hearing.
It's present right now. And it's like, golly, like we knew it was so good back then. And it's like, it hasn't changed. It's, to me, it's better than what I thought.
I can remember buying CDs that was just bass. That's all it was you would put it in and all it was bass. The whole CD was nothing but bass sound. just to shake your car.
Stars and shit.
There was no words.
There were notes.
There was no hi-hats.
I'm going to hit you with a C. Hit your ass with an A minor.
Shit that would just rattle your whole car. I had a JL Audio 15 I put in the back of my Mustang. And I would just put in bass CDs so that I could ride through the neighborhood annoying all my neighbors.
Yeah. Turn that shit down, Gendry. That's what my mom be like. But she must be yelling at my cousin, because obviously I wasn't old to drive, really. But they would be out in the front yard, in the back, and their trunks open, and it's all just... And somebody on up and down the street who have a car that's just as loud, they'll turn their shit on, and the whole neighborhood is... Those are the good old days, man.
So you guys want to take a guess at Magic Mike's net worth? We're talking one platinum album, three gold albums, been putting out music since the late 80s. Ramo, you know him best. Have you seen his wallet? I mean, is he living large? How much money do you think he's worth?
Dude,
I have the number according to the internet.
If you hung out with him, you would think he had a day job.
Yeah, he's real, like, chill
that's
dude.
How
like,
real
he's regular dude.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want people asking you for money. You gotta act like that when you're in public.
So, I mean, I have to imagine, though, he's, you know, very well into the tens of thousands, maybe. Shit.
Tens of thousands.
Jeez, you shooting low for this guy.
Well, maybe 150.
He's worth 150,000 net worth.
No, million.
150 million is what you're saying.
No.
Is that your guess? Is that your guess?
I'm going to say about 80 million.
Okay.
80 million.
That's what I meant to say. That's what I meant to say.
I'm going
to
go 50 million.
Okay, we just smoked so much weed like and drink.
You're a little high. I'll say that. You are high.
I'm very high.
Now you're outing us.
It is. We need more.
Everybody know that we be high.
That blunt was pretty nice, too.
That blunt was nice.
Not everybody.
Ramo says 80 million.
That's what Ramo
said. He's very high. And we've got Tomcat, who said 50 million. He's also high. Memphis, I know he's high. Let's see what he comes in with.
I am very high. But I'm going to go low and say 10 million.
Oh, you're squeezing me in the middle. Damn it. He's going to be high and Rainbow's going to win.
You know, that would be the closest to getting it right, but you all went over.
Oh.
According to the internet, he's worth $4 million.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, no, I'll take that. I'll take a million.
Yeah,
I'll
take that shit.
And be good.
You know what? Because I'm sure he owns all the rights to his music and everything. So
I would think his catalog alone is worth more than.
Yeah, I would think
so. $2 million, maybe.
Hey, his personality is worth $100 million.
That's what you say about fat chicks, Ramo. Nice. Get out of here.
I like fat.
It's real sweet of you, Ramo.
Hey, dude is cool, man. I'm telling you.
Look at that.
I've had a lot of experiences with a man and an A-plus kind of guy. Man.
All the fat checks just log off.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him in a...
Yes.
Did you ever see him in a urinal next to you? Or
never, never.
Did he ever take a pee next to you?
Never. What kind of weird shit are you talking about?
I'm wondering if he like had real Magic Mike moves since you were so close to him.
No, but I'll tell you what. Hats off to the owner, Andy and Beth of Area 51. That club was dope as shit. And Gumbu brought him in.
Area, huh?
They had him
dope
mixing,
as shit.
Like, we had our DJ booth, which was definitely the best DJ booth in Southwest Florida ever.
Oh, word.
Ever, ever, ever.
How much blow did you do in that DJ
booth? Oh, man, so much. So much. So much. So much. It was an upstairs balcony.
They didn't even need to have a cleaning crew. You just sniffed the place clean every night.
Maybe. Yeah,
set Ramo loose. He'll sniff the floor.
I wasn't the only one. I can assure you that much. But, they had an actual elevated DJ booth lit up, all fucking jacked up and shit, just for him to go on. When he went on, he performed in the middle of the fucking dance floor.
Nice.
Like, it was so fucking sick.
You know what? Right now, I'm seeing, like, my wife just shake her ass to this song because I know she loved it so much. Like, when we release this and she'll listen back to it, she'll turn this on the house and be shaking her ass, which I like to see, smack that ass a little bit.
All right, TMI.
It's hard not to dance to this music. I've been dancing this whole time. I've been dancing.
We do our thing. She be shaking that ass and whatnot.
Booty.
All right.
You guys know when the CD was invented? Because when I hear bass music, I think of, like, just first getting my CD book and throwing it in. So I was looking up when the CD was invented.
When, like, in the, like, 88?
Late 80s.
88, 89?
Mid-80s?
No. Well, I feel like it hit the market in, like 90.
Well, yeah. I did some research here. The CD actually was invented in 1979.
Yeah.
But it really didn't surpass vinyl sales until 1988.
This is it. We're hitting on the little print. This is what I'm seeing here and what I remember from being a kid. This is one of the records where we had the tape and the CD.
You had to. Because you couldn't play the CD in your car and skip.
That time only existed in the transition between tapes and CDs. And then once tapes went by the wayside, nobody had tapes anymore.
It was awesome.
But
CDs.
I remember having the tape of this and having the CD of this once you could get the CD.
Yeah.
Because, of course, everything CD was high fidelity now and sounded way better than the tape.
I got a CD player.
Sure, it started skipping and you would lose your mind.
Exactly. Let's be honest. CDs sucked in the beginning because they would skip if you sneezed on
that damn thing. Damn right.
I don't know if they suck, though. It kind of blew me away when I saw my first CD and I was able to put it in.
Yeah. CD's nuts?
Skip through that.
And then they had those big laser discs. All right, I'm flipping it to the last side here.
Aw.
Do you remember the first CD you ever bought?
Didn't we discuss that one time?
Might have been this one, actually.
I remember the first cassette. I don't know if I remember the first CD.
Yeah, I remember my first cassette I ever bought.
I remember my first CD. I still owe Columbia
CD's nuts.
A penny for that motherfucker.
Oh, you remember the Columbia house?
That was a scam.
Was it though? I mean, because I ain't gonna front. My brothers and I used to do that shit all the time. We get the little magazines and we fill that shit out. Mm. And we want this CD. Like, I'm gonna get this.
And never send them the money.
And they send it to you and we never send them the money.
I remember when I owed them a bunch of money, my dad got on the phone with them and they were calling looking for the money. He was like, "You guys are stupid for letting a 9-year-old fill out a form and sign off on it and have him sign up for a subscription." He's like, I was 9 or 10 years old. He was like, "That's your own fault.
Yep.
We ain't paying you." So they tried to put it on my old man.
Yeah.
He was like,
"You got a cool ass pops too, though."
He was like, You guys are idiots. You shouldn't have allowed a kid to fill this out.
I can see your dad on the phone with his hand on his hip, just yelling at him and telling him, like, you fucking asshole, you let my son juice your ass. I can see him doing that shit. That's classic.
DJ's funny.
Yeah, he is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yo.
You know the name of the song?
Yo.
For the easy listeners.
I can see why they called it Yo. I grew up with a kid named Yo. His real name was Yosarian, and we called him Yo. Yo. Some good cuts.
Yo, Ramo. Yeah.
I have another clip from DJ Magic Mike. Here he is talking about creating the boom.
When I first started doing it, it was just an 808. You know, it was because when I first started, that was the first drum machine I had. At first, before I knew how to go inside and turn everything and tweak the inside of the machine, it was just that. I turned the sustain all the way up on it, and then that was it. So you hit it, boom, cool. You know, and so everything was derived from there. But then, even before I learned how to go inside the machine and tweak it, I learned to sample it and then slow it down. You know, and then once I sampled it and slowed it down, and that was a different one. And so you got so much, and then finally I figured to go into the machine. You know, just being young and inquisitive, just messing with the machine, I went inside and started turning a little screw that's running right under the sustain, and what it was is it kind of held it from going so far, because you only want to go so far with it, because if you go so far past that point, you can't hear it.
Yeah, that's like moon landing type stuff, man. This guy's going into the machine.
You, is it weird that you, like, as he's saying that, you're just sitting there like, I totally understand what he's saying. Like, he's, like you said, he's taking this crazy voyage and some shit like this. Some, like, he scientifically broke that shit down.
Yeah, he decided to open the machine up, mess with the screws, mess with the sustain, get a lower bass, hence the 808 sound. I mean, I think he created it, really.
It's starting to seem like that.
And he was the master of the scratch sample. And I'll give him that, too.
Well, he definitely, I mean, scratching was originated in New York, correct, Memphis?
Understood, no. But I didn't hear this type of cutting and sample cutting and, like...
I'm going to have
in
to
New
give
York,
you...
Not to that New York speed. DJs.
Like this.
Yeah, there was some,
New
yeah.
York DJs, yeah, you'd hear it. Yeah,
like,
hear
Pete
it.
Rock and all them used the samples over the hooks and all throughout
Eric,
the songs, and they were nasty. So a lot of these same cuts I've heard in there in the way that they cut... They were this good, but he definitely took it to a whole nother level by using it on the entire record like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For sure. And there are patterns I've heard. But DJ Scratch, his cousin, is one of the greatest innovators as far as that goes. He came up with the boomerang scratch, the one that I was trying to learn over here for a while.
And that's a hard scratch.
Yes.
He also has his cousin, the Scratch Academy. That's DJ Scratch. That's his.
Yeah.
So I know they have two and three in Florida, and then they have one in New York, and they have another one in Texas, I believe.
They definitely are originators and innovators.
Oh, no doubt,
sure.
100%.
Guys like Sir Mix-a-Lot, I think, got their sound from DJ Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah, remember Swass?
Yes, it was the same era for sure.
Yeah. It sure was.
Well,
and they were in Seattle.
Posse's on Broadway had that boom, that
even
sound.
Even back then with house music, you got to remember Gentry, DJ Bad Boy Bill up in Chicago used to scratch like this all the time, you know, in his mixes. When he did, like, he would play some booty music, he would do freestyle, house. It was really eclectic. And he would cut it the fuck up. Dude was nasty.
It's an honor to know a lot of dope ass DJs.
Yeah.
Because that's what inspired me to want to be a DJ. Learning from new motherfuckers and watching you motherfuckers. Keeps me on my toes.
I've had a lot of influences to help me. Definitely.
You've been under the influence.
Way too much.
Haven't we all at some point?
That's probably why I'm at where I'm at right now.
That's right.
I also respect DJ Magic Mike for the fact that he never became, which could be maybe a knock on him, however you want to look at it, but not to me, that he stayed true to the game, that he didn't like start becoming festival DJ. You don't see him at these festivals. He stayed true to like residencies at clubs.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I'd take
and,
that.
And well, had great gigs. He had a long time residency at the House of Blues in Orlando back when it was downtown Disney.
He does it sometimes. He actually does, but he does. I haven't seen him do many festivals, but I've seen him do a lot of underground venues.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather do that than
like
a festival.
Like breakbeats. Well, obviously, he's booty music. Breakbeats is very booty music.
Right.
He does tons of them. Well, I wouldn't say tons of them. I've DJed at a couple that he headlined at. And he does them all the time. Like he kills it in the underground house scene in Orlando and Sarasota and Tampa and shit. Oh, he's always on flyers everywhere.
He was pretty active on his social media till about a year ago. It seems like he's completely gone dark on his Instagram.
Well,
his last post was, let's see here. It was October 25th of 2022. Last time he posted.
You know why I think that is? Wow. That's probably when he kicked off his Twitch channel.
No, he was already on Twitch before that, and he was promoting Twitch.
Right, so that's probably what it was. That probably his Twitch channel just blew up because I follow him, like I said, and I always, like, it seems like every day or, like, at least every day on the weekend, they got a different mix show going on. And it's not always just him. Sometimes he'll have other, you know, DJs doing the thing.
You know what?
It's pretty dope.
Well, I said I'd rather do, like, the residency in the Club Universal Festival. I would rather go. I'll take that route, me personally, because I know my audience will appreciate my music more versus doing a festival where people are just there. You know, you come on and they just like either they feel you or they don't. You know, you might have pick pockets here and there that rock with like, oh damn, that's dope, Magic Mike. You know, but you do like the underground circuit where you know it's gonna always sell out. You know what I mean? You're gonna make all your bread and you still more connected to your true fans versus the bunch of motherfuckers who really care.
Yeah. Damn, oh no! Everybody loves him in Florida.
Is that
hands down?
Is that Tomcat on that record? It sounds like
it. I know, right? What was y'all talking about? TK?
Like that, right?
Sounded like Tomcat
when he was 12. Still terrible.
That's where I got it.
Making crazy jokes.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Dim Vinyl Boys, brought to you by Factor Meals. Factormeals.com/vinyl to get those meals that are ready in 2 minutes or less. This was a pretty damn good episode.
Man, it was great.
I love it.
I feel like the kid in us came out of this episode again.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sure. Yeah. If I wasn't sold and fat, I probably would have broke dance.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you would have broke dance. You would have broke something.
I'm telling you.
Furniture, a leg.
Me hearing Feel the Bass again.
The floor.
Feel the
like
bass.
I've been chasing that song since I was a kid. And to hear it, like, I ain't going to front, like, I shed a tear behind it. I'm like, holy shit, I found that.
I seen
that
the excitement in your eyes.
I was like,
I don't
oh
see that very
God.
Often in you.
Dude.
And maybe this style of music isn't for everybody, but it's just, for what it is, it's awesome. Like,
totally.
Because hip hop was all in the beginning about mixing the breaks, right?
Yep.
But the way that they mix the breaks on this record, it's so cool. It's like an entire record of the most amazing breaks with the scratching on it and the rapping. And it's I feel like it's a work of art, this record.
Oh, man.
And the transition, his DJ transitions even showed up within the production of the music. Like,
yes.
It's beautiful.
Yep.
And it's like, as with us DJs, you listen for it, but then it's like, you know, as if you go back to that, like I said, that kid where you didn't really understand the transitions like that for real, but you understood it in a way, you know, if that makes sense. And you hear how flawless it is.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's amazing. Crazy. He is amazing. Live, he's great.
It's a work of art.
Yeah.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
I got to give Magic Mike his due. I picked out an instrumental on YouTube, and that one was terrible. I don't know if that was a true Magic Mike instrumental, but here we go. We got to get it from the
top. Oh, okay.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Here's my shit.
Hell yeah. Ready to get that Magic Mike sound.
I bet you did a lot of blow from this song, didn't you?
Hell yeah. That's that freaking, when I hear music, it makes me dance. Yeah.
Is that that's Debbie Deb, right?
Yeah.
Debbie Deb. Dun, 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 dun. Yep. Hell yeah.
This one is Breathing Bass. Magic Mike cuts the record.
When did that Debbie Deb song, when did that song come out? When did that, the sample of this come out?
What,
Debbie Deb.
82?
82? 83?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I every time I think of like freestyle, I'm always thinking like mid to late 80s. I forget about the early 80s.
Yeah.
But then I was like a little kid.
Judy Torres and Noel, all them guys came out way early. Some of the jams. They were in New York. It was really big New York. Then went to Miami, LA, kind of.
Another classic piece of vinyl. It was a real pleasure doing DJ Magic Mike this week. Classic album from 1990. Bass is the name of the game. Took us back. Real good bass music.
This is a gem, folks. I really hope you guys appreciate all our episodes, but particularly this one. I really hope y'all appreciate this one.
We put the spotlight on Florida this week. Yeah. Next week, we are going to head to Cleveland, East 1999.
We got to get real high for that.
Oh my God. It's going to be a mess.
Bone Thugs.
Bone, 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 bone.
Ooh, we should cross him.
Crossroads.
What?
We got to get a hold of dude.
Oh, but Busy?
Is that, is that who number we got? Yeah, Busy.
If y'all got Busy phone number, y'all better call him. We're going to tell him we need him on this week.
All right, don't miss next week's episode as we do Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's going to do it for this week's episode. We are Dem Vinyl Boys, brought to you by Factor Meals, factormeals.com/vinyl. Bass was the name of the game this week. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, keep the needle in the groove and keep it groovy, baby.
So nice.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.